Ditch the clocks and deadlines. Time is ours to define. In this world that's all mine, we let our spirits shine. Binging with benefits, sisters watching flicks. It's the perfect fit. Binging with benefits.
Oh, hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Do you know Mikey?
Mikey.
On YouTube? Because she says, hello, zombies.
Oh, no. Okay. I know of her. You've told me about her a few times.
I'm freaking obsessed with her. I love her.
Makeup and spooky stuff.
Yes.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
Glam and gore.
Glam and gore. Hello.
Hello.
Zombies.
Yeah.
But hi, this is not that. This is.
No.
This is Binging with Benefits. And I'm Jess.
I'm Becca.
And we're so glad you're here.
Yes. Thanks for being here.
Thanks
I'm
for
doing
being
the
you.
Princess wave.
Thank you for being here today. We are coming off of spooky season. We're recording this the day after Halloween.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what's funny is, so trick-or-treaters are literally coming up to our porch.
Yes.
And the way our house is set up, the porch is directly next to the garage.
Yes.
The garage is open. We're getting Christmas decorations down from the attic.
Literally. Pulling Christmas Santas and lights, yeah. And reindeers and all this stuff down from the attic as people are walking by yelling,
trick or treat. And we're like, go to the porch.
Go to the front door.
We're doing something over here. Don't look. Don't mind the hand. Don't mind the man behind the flap.
Don't mind the man behind the laundry and the truck.
Yeah. Seriously. We like tried to hide, but it didn't work.
It did not work. We had the lights on and everything in that garage. But you know what? They still came. And we had a lot of trick-or-treaters this year.
Yeah, we had a lot. We had a lot more this year than we did last year. That's for sure.
Yeah, it's really weird.
Like, actually ran out of candy.
Yeah, we did. We had to go into our secret stashes of candy.
I know.
Because we were trying to shut it down. Then more kept coming. We're like, oh, no.
I know.
To give away the good candy.
I know. We're like, dang it. Milky Ways, Three Musketeers. We were saving that for us.
That's not for you, peasant.
I know. Well, and it's funny because I'm not a sugar candy gal.
Right.
Like,
you're a chocolate gal.
I am definitely a chocolate gal. I actually had Skittles at work the other day, like one of those little Halloween,
like fun size,
the little fun size bags. My taste bud literally got cut.
Stop. Are you serious?
And it still hurts. Yeah. And I'm like, all right, that's a sign. My body does not like sugar candy.
That's so funny because I feel like as I've gotten older, my tastes have changed from chocolate candy to sugar candy.
Wow.
Where now I'm like, I'm loving the sour stuff. Like,
no.
The sour Skittles, wow. Obviously the Nerds gummy clusters, like perfect candy. Like,
yeah, that is a good candy.
That's the perfect.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I was like, oh, that sounds good, actually. You know, like, not the regular Skittles, like the berry ones or whatever.
Yeah, the tropical berry.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've had those. Like, I'll have a little fun size thing.
Yeah.
Nope. My body was like, get this out.
How
we don't
dare
like this.
You introduce this into my system.
Where is the Milky Way?
I realize this comes out right before Thanksgiving and it is not applicable at all.
No.
But you know what? We're just constantly living in the past. That's what this whole podcast is, right?
Truth.
We're just talking about nostalgia, and this nostalgia happens to be a month before you're hearing
yeah,
us.
Yeah, it's fine.
So sorry. But live in the past with us.
Yeah.
Get over yourselves. I'm like angry at them for no reason.
Just stop talking about it, you guys.
Just
shut
up.
It. Okay, but no, real quick before we go get into our opener, I have a question because turkey for Thanksgiving.
Mm. Oh, yep. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. Are we on board or are we not on board?
I mean, does it surprise anybody that I have an opinion on this? No.
No.
Does it surprise anybody that either one of us have an opinion on this?
We
have so many opinions on holiday food.
Yeah, no, seriously.
Here's the thing. I know that Thanksgiving is turkey, and I will always allow a turkey there.
Yeah.
I have a problem when it's dry, but I will say turkey is not the main star for me.
Yeah. No.
As a potato princess, I want the mashed potatoes. I want the potato dish.
Yeah.
I'm all about the sides.
Oh, for sure.
The turkey is there as an accoutrement.
I haven't learned that word yet on Duolingo. Accoutrement?
Accoutrement. I believe it's just like, man, I don't even know the English translation of that. I just know it's like a side. It's like, it is the like garnish
What does accoutrement mean in food?
Do people?
Yeah, garnishes, side dishes. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Good. I was like, am I literally saying accoutrement, but it means belt?
Like, yeah, yeah, yeah. You get that tattooed. You're like,
get an accoutrement tattooed on my arm.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Turkey's not the thing. And you know what's so funny is I don't understand. This is a hot topic.
A hot take for you.
A hot take. No one's gonna agree with this, and I'm fine with that.
Oh,
I don't like turkey. I love all the sides, and that's right. Great and wonderful. There's things that I don't like about. Actually, this ties into our opener.
Oh, great! Perfect.
Wait, should we just jump right into the opener? I love the Thanksgiving, all of it. Yeah, like the feelings, like the vibes, the food. I like all of it. Love it. What I don't love is you spend 8 hours cooking and cleaning and you're exhausted, and then it's over in a half an hour of you eating, and then you're just laying around and you got dirty dishes to clean up, and it's like, I'm so tired. Can someone else do this? My perfect Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Hire a taco man.
Okay. You know
why? Why are we not doing that? Taco man.
Why aren't we? Are we doing that this Thanksgiving?
We need to do that.
But then I really want green bean casserole.
See, that's the thing, is like maybe we should just make tacos instead of turkey.
But then that's the cooking. We're still cooking. And that's we have to do that for Christmas too. Ugh. Unless we're ordering in for Christmas. Okay, Mackenzie Hustle's Christmas is Mexican fiesta.
Yeah, always.
No Mexican or no Latino blood in this family. Even though in first grade I did tell people my dad was Mexican because he was from New Mexico.
Oh yeah, no, I definitely believe that.
I was like, yeah, my dad's Mexican. He's from New Mexico. Yeah. I didn't know what that meant. Anyways, yeah, so like, are we going to do tacos and then tacos?
I don't even care. Yeah. That's a month apart. I don't even care.
That's true.
Yeah. No, that's my hot take is
we should just cater.
We should just cater. Yeah.
And then make it for Christmas, because then we'll have more hands to help with dishes.
Yeah. No, seriously. Because it's great. It's wonderful. Like, I love being with the family. Like, there is no complaint. Yeah,
Thanksgiving,
about that.
I think, is my favorite holiday at this point.
Logistically, about the food specifically, I hate all of it. Because, you're in the kitchen cooking for hours and hours and hours. Everybody's stressed out. They're in their nice outfit, trying to be pretty and, like, proper and not be rude and stressed. Like, it's just... why?
Just why? And then there's dishes. See, this
and
is
dishes to do.
In my past life, where the playing the games with the punishments came in handy.
Oh, yes.
Because you'd play a game on that holiday, and the loser couple or the loser person of that game would do all the holiday dishes.
Ugh.
And it was so fun.
It
sucked if you're the loser.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I would absolutely hate to lose. And I'm not like, I'm competitive, but not, I would be really upset if I lost.
Becca's like throwing dishes.
I'm like literally like,
you know what? We're throwing these away. I'll buy new ones.
Yeah, we're done with these.
Sorry about your good China mom.
Oh, I love that so much.
Yeah, so I think what our takeaway is, we should plan on catering something for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, big time.
But yes, things we should be grateful for, but we're not. That's the topic of the opener. And Becca's first thing was, we should be grateful for Thanksgiving dinner, but we are absolutely not.
I'm not. Like I said, I love it. And I don't even cook any. Like, I mean, I do help and stuff. But
of
like,
course, yeah.
I'm not the one doing the turkey. I'm not the one doing the big things.
Yeah.
And I'm even stressed out doing like the mashed potatoes or something. I'm like, this is not it.
But
fam.
Becca's a certified empath. As savage as she is.
Yeah.
She feels that energy in the room and she's like, too much for me.
Yeah.
Cannot handle.
Yeah. I'm like, where's Dr. Pepper?
Where's my Dr. Pepper? Everyone take a chill pill because I'm freaking out.
Yeah. I'm like, I collect energy. So I need y'all to calm down. I'm just kidding.
Chill out. So we're talking about things we should be grateful for, but we're absolutely not grateful for.
Yes.
So my first thing that I should be grateful for that I'm absolutely not grateful for are sunny days. I should be grateful for when it's sunny. And like, there's moments I am grateful for it, right?
Yeah.
But you know what I'm not grateful for? Sunny days making me freaking sweaty.
Yeah.
I am a sweater weather girly. I have no problem like wearing a tank top. That's fine. Like,
yeah.
But even if I am wearing a tank top and you still got me sweating out here, we have issues.
Yeah.
I'm not, me and the sun are about to fight.
Yeah. No.
Like literally, no. But I also couldn't, here's the thing, I also couldn't live in like the Pacific Northwest where it's always cloudy. I need those sunny days, but I'm not grateful for them.
No. No, yeah, that's the thing, is I want it to be sunny when I'm at the beach.
With an umbrella.
With an umbrella. Yeah. Oh no. See, that's the thing.
I know there's so many like little
seriously, I'm like so high maintenance. I'm like, I need to be at the beach in a chair that's not too low to the ground, because
this is true. This is how we know we're in our 30s. So we have all of these ifs and ands added to anything. Yeah.
But also, I've never really liked that. Like, we have Tommy Bahama chairs, and they sit really low. I've never really liked those, like, that they sit so low.
Oh.
And so I get a chair that sits higher, but then everybody else
is low.
Their head is at my hip.
And we're anyway. Just for peasants.
Yeah. Anyway, but yeah, no, beach day, I need an umbrella, and then I'm good, because I don't like to sit in the sun.
Yeah, no.
But I want to be in the sun. Yeah, you know? Yeah. The vibes.
I want the vibes of the sun without the sun.
Yeah, I don't want to be sunburned.
There we go. Anyway. All right. What's something should be grateful for, but you're absolutely not?
Okay. Grocery store self-checkout.
Okay. Okay.
Because there's so many layers to this. Because obviously it's like, usually that's the fastest option.
Right.
And also, you don't have to talk to anybody.
Yeah, that's kind of nice.
Which sometimes is kind of like the whole point. Yeah. Which, you know what's so funny, actually? Back when I was like early 20s, I had a health issue.
Yeah.
That I needed to buy some medicine for, but I was so deathly embarrassed about this that I ordered on Amazon, and this is before Prime shipping. It came like a week later, and I was just in pain for a week because I just didn't want to tell anybody. That's what I'm saying, is like, I hated bra shopping because it was like, somebody's going to have to touch these.
Right now.
Yes. That's why I would always do it online, because I'm like, I don't need you to see what I'm buying. And like,
oh, I see what you're saying. I thought, oh my God, I thought you hated bra shopping because you didn't want people to touch your boobs. I was like, who's touching your boobs?
Where are you bra shopping?
We're going to need to understand some drama here, because I think that something happened to you that wasn't supposed to happen.
That's like on New Girl when Nick sends Schmidt.
Isn't the New Girl your full name like three times this episode? God.
Yeah. Okay. So on New Girl.
Keep going. I'm sorry. I'll shut up.
There's an episode where Nick Miller has this lifelong tailor that his family's gone to. And he's like, oh, hey guys, I have the perfect tailor, go to this guy. Schmidt goes to the guy, the tailor, and he manhandles Schmidt and you know, adjusts him, and he's like, what the heck? And he goes back to Nick and he's like, that man just molested me. He's like, no, that's how they tailor pants. And Schmidt's like, in jail? Like, that's not how you do that. No,
that's
one's touching
not
nothing.
What a tailor does.
Anyway, no one's touching.
I see. You don't want anyone to touch the items of clothing.
Yeah, because I'm like, don't look at me. Don't think about it. Just like, I don't exist. Don't perceive me at all.
Don't perceive me at all. I get it.
Yeah.
I really do.
It's so funny. Like, anyway, well, actually the other day I had to pick up something for a friend of mine at the store and it was a pregnancy test. And the woman, I was doing self-checkout.
Yeah.
Cause I was like,
don't think this is for me. This is
y'all
not for
don't
me.
Need to know. Anyway. So then the lady is walking by and she's like, oh, how's your day going? And then she looks at what I'm buying and I'm like, great. She goes, oh, is it going good? I'm like, yeah.
Yep, this is great. Exactly what I wanted to be doing.
I know, it was so funny. I'm like, what? Don't look at me.
Becca.
Anyway,
Becca just needs to have like, Becca thrived during shopping during COVID.
No, literally. I was like, put it on my porch, walk away.
Literally. And also, like, if I have to go to a store, I wear a mask.
Yeah, no one can see me.
Oh, my favorite thing to do is
hat
to, like,
and sunglasses
hat
mask.
Sunglasses mask.
I'm a celebrity. Don't look at me.
Exactly.
Anyway.
Oh, that's so funny. I love that. Okay. So,
but anyway, so yeah, I'm grateful for the self checkout, but also, yeah, there's the camera.
Yes.
I hate the camera. I just will like, that does not exist. You're like not feeling look at the good camera.
And then you look and you're like, why do I look like a thumb?
I literally look like a troll. And then also whenever there's errors, you have to sit there and wait for somebody to come. And you're like, the whole point was so I could just do it.
Yeah. Anyway. I didn't want you to come talk to me.
Yeah. This
whole point was I do it by myself. Like a toddler.
Yeah.
Tantrums because you need help. I love that. Okay. Something that I should be grateful for that I'm absolutely not. So stupid. Sneezing.
Oh, like,
I understand. Yep. The body's protecting me. Body's like foreign object, something going on. Let me get this out. Sneezing is the ugliest phase you can possibly make.
Yeah.
And also you are projectile forcing air and nonsense out of your mouth and nose. Yes. And like, I have to sit there and try to pretend that my sneeze doesn't want to be a monstrosity.
Yeah.
And I just sit there and go, achoo! Like a, like it's so cute, right?
Meanwhile, dad's
really like, let's be honest, that feels pretty damn good when you sneeze like that.
It does. Yeah, it does.
Oh, yeah. But I am not grateful for sneezing.
No.
I don't like it.
You know, actually there was a study that said the force of a sneeze could reach the length of a football field.
Say what?
Yeah. So like if you were to sneeze at the end of a football field with no wind, it would eventually reach the end of the football field.
My spittle could make it into the end zone.
Yeah. Spittle? It doesn't need to the end zone. Are we putting on a t-shirt? Yes.
What is wrong with my brain?
Oh my gosh,
that's so funny.
I need that visual. I need somebody draw that for me.
I feel like I'm blowing out this mic so much today. Oh gosh. Okay, tell me something else you're grateful for that you're not grateful for, I guess.
You know what, I'm gonna go full throttle and say periods.
Yes, baby.
Periods. Absolutely. What? I get the science
to the 30% of our audience that are male. A period is.
Yeah. Yeah. You need to know.
Educate yourselves.
Yeah. If you don't know, there is something wrong with you. Anyway, no, I understand the science behind it. Whatever. I get it. I understand.
Yeah. We like,
I
understand.
Hate it. I hate every version of it. I hate all of it.
Entirely.
No, literally. But yeah, no, I hate that I have to buy products monthly for this. That 50% of the population doesn't need to purchase?
49%.
49% of the world?
51% of the population are women.
That's crazy.
So 49%.
49% of the population does not need to spend $15 a month on this thing.
Yeah.
That your body just does without you asking.
Yeah. You're like, thanks.
Also, in junior high school is when I started. I'm going to speak for myself. Obviously not going to be having children anytime soon. So why not just have a switch that I can put? Okay, now I'm ready to have kids. Now I can have my period. Because then that's when you need it.
I mean, isn't that kind of birth control, though?
But does birth control get rid of it completely?
You can. I mean, some women don't. Okay, so birth control. I'm gonna educate Becca on birth control here.
As I literally said, if you don't know about periods, something's wrong with you.
Well, you know about periods, but you've never had to experience.
No, not that. With birth control. No.
So birth control is basically just pills you put into your body. They're hormones that trick your body into thinking you are pregnant. So it's the hormones that your body produces while pregnant, and you're taking that daily. And you take birth control daily, but there is 1 week where those pills are placebos. There is nothing. It's basically sugar pills. And so you're taking it out of habit so you don't break that habit, but then you're not putting that hormone into your body, and that's when your period, quote unquote, happens. But there are some women who just never take that week of pills.
Of the placebo ones.
Yes.
Whoa.
And so they just constantly are taking the hormone that makes your body think you're pregnant the whole time.
Is that healthy?
Probably. I mean, let's be honest. Birth control isn't healthy.
No, I was going to say birth control entirely is not healthy.
Yeah.
We've covered that. We understand that.
The hormones, no, probably not great.
It's not the best option.
There are lots of other options. Vasectomies. Anyways. Yeah.
Those can be reversed, you guys.
Those can be reversed. But yeah, there are plenty of women who never take those placebo pills.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So, but also, like, I agree with you.
Yeah, no, I hate every version of it. I don't want any of it.
Watch someone comes in and is like, actually, Jess, you're wrong. That's fine. Tell me I'm wrong. Please educate me.
You know what? Actually, I'm going to do a little shout out because okay. I have a friend of mine.
Yeah.
Her Instagram handle, mm-hmm. TikTok, is called The Fiber Teacher. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So she's a teacher and she goes on Instagram and TikTok and she literally will explain mm-hmm. things like this mm-hmm. where it's like, oh, I should know that.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, oh, I should know that fiber is good before a meal or, you know,
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah,
blah, blah, blah,
just
whatever.
Explaining like the biology.
Yeah.
Of your body and what you should and shouldn't be
yeah.
doing to said body.
Yeah. It's like, this is better if you do it this way.
Right.
It's okay if you do it this way, but this is the best way to do it.
Right.
You know, like, anyway, she educates and I watch her videos. And my mind is blown every single time. So go watch Shelby. It is The Fiber Teacher uh-huh. on TikTok and Instagram. So
love
anyway.
It.
There's a little plug for y'all.
Love it. Okay. Anyway. So periods, no.
Yeah, no.
Okay. Something I should be grateful for, but I am absolutely not grateful for. Mm-hmm. You know, because obviously everything's on an algorithm. Your computer's tracking you 100% of the time.
Yeah.
You know how like if you're shopping on a website that you have an account on and you're like putting things in your cart, blah, blah, blah. And
yeah.
then you get that email afterwards that says, hey, you forgot this thing.
Yeah.
Because I'm not grateful for that email. And here's the reason why. Because I will go on and try to get like a little dopamine hit throughout the day mm-hmm. of like, lots of girls relate to this. You go and you add to cart.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean you click purchase, but
no,
you
no,
just
no.
go and scroll a site and you're like, add to cart, add to cart, add to cart. And you get some kind of a hit from that.
Absolutely.
But then you leave that cart there
yeah.
and then 2 hours later you're checking your email and there's a thing that says, hey, remember this thing? And you go, oh yeah. And I'm not grateful for that because I will go back to that cart.
Yeah.
And most times I will end up clicking purchase.
Yeah. And it's like things you don't
actually
need.
And it's things I don't
need yeah.
or didn't like.
Yeah. I didn't wake up today and go, I'm going to buy a pencil case.
Exactly.
with strawberries on it.
Exactly. This is not going to complete my life.
No.
Adding it to cart made my brain think it does complete my life.
Yeah.
And then the email comes back and you're like, you know what would complete my life? Actually purchasing it.
Yeah. No. It's so funny. No, that's a good one, actually.
Anyways.
I'm going to say hate comments.
You should be grateful for, but you're not.
Because it's like, okay, you're reaching people, you're reaching an audience.
Oh, I see. Okay. I
was like, and then also the whole like actually romantic by Taylor Swift version, you know, where
yeah.
it's like, oh, wow, you think about me, you know, even though it's
you think
bad.
About me so much. It's so romantic.
But, you know, this one actually made me laugh, though, because we so I've dressed up as Trixie Mattel for Halloween
yeah.
on a video. Somebody on TikTok commented. Let me just start out, actually. I put in the caption, this is the Temu version of Katya and Trixie.
We are very aware of the fact that we did not
no.
do them justice.
No, not at all.
It was a bit.
Okay. Somebody comments and they go, the pink one is terrifying. The pink one is terrifying. And then somebody else commented and said, yeah, she really is terrifying. And I was like, sorry, did you not think I was going to read that?
Read said caption.
So I literally commented and I was like, yeah, it's giving Temu. Like I said in the caption.
Read the caption. I literally am self-aware.
I'm very aware of how bad this looks. But thank
you for you listening.
Yeah.
But
you.
Also, please shut up.
But anyway, it gave me a really good laugh. But also, I was just like, what? Did
why?
That, did that complete your life? No. Don't leave that comment.
People are so the internet people, the internet
it's
trolls.
So funny.
I know,
because it's like, yeah, you would never walk up to someone and be like, you look terrifying. It's like, yeah, I know, I this doesn't look great, I know.
We talked about it. If you listened to the episode, we also talked about how we felt about what we were wearing.
Yeah, I was like, I'm definitely not doing it justice, but you know what? I'm having fun. I'm being cringe on the internet. Just let me do that.
You know what? I'm providing entertainment for you. So be grateful.
Yeah, be grateful for me.
Anyway. Oh, that's so good. Okay. My last one that I should be grateful for, but I'm absolutely not, uh-huh. is like perfecting your skincare routine. Oh. I should be so grateful for that, because you finally figure out like how your skin thrives and what products work and what don't.
Yeah.
But then also it takes you 45 freaking minutes to do all the things. And then heaven forbid a new product come on the scene and you're like, I want to give that a try. Mm-hmm. And then you, for me, I'll speak for myself. And then you screw up your skin for another month because you put something new. Even if that product is actually really good for my skin, it takes a month for my skin to figure that out.
Yeah.
That it's like, oh, hey, I actually do like this. Oh, hey, this is actually really benefiting me. At first it goes, no, no, don't put this on my skin. Don't put this on me. I don't like it. I'm going to give you a breakup.
I don't like it.
I don't like it. So anyways.
That is so
something
funny.
I should be grateful for, that I finally figured out my skin.
Yeah.
But then also like I can never change that. And heaven forbid a formula changes.
Oh, yeah.
Because then you're screwed.
Literally, yeah. You're like, okay, well, this was working. And now you have to go through all 20 products. Yes. Which one is it? Is not working for
Which
me anymore.
One is my skin deciding it hates now?
Yeah. Also, for years and years and years and years, like throughout high school, I don't do this anymore, but I was taking my makeup off with baby wipes.
Yeah.
Just like your standard baby wipe.
This is very peak 90s behavior.
Yeah. I was taking my makeup off with baby wipes. Yeah. Now I do face wash in the shower, but I had something on my face and I was like, I'm just going to wipe it off with a baby wipe.
Yeah.
My face just got so hot. It was just
that's right, I forgot about that day.
Yeah. And so I look in the mirror and my face is bright red in only the spots specifically that I wiped.
Baby wipe. Was it an old baby wipe though? Because let's be honest, some of the baby wipes in this house are likely expired.
No, it was a new one. Like,
oh my gosh, really?
Yeah. So my skin was like, absolutely not.
How dare you?
We're gonna light on fire now.
We're burning this house to the ground.
Yeah. So ever since then, I'm like, face masks, can't do them.
I struggle with a face mask too.
Yeah, I can't. It hurts. It like burns my skin.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, no,
but they're so cute and fun, and like I want to do it, and then it's like I do it for a picture, and then I gotta take it.
I know, and then my face hurts. So it's like, who wins here?
Who won this battle? Not me. Oh, I love it. That's things we do. You have another one?
No.
Okay, that's things we have that should be grateful for, but we're not. Oh gosh. Well, Becca, you know what else I'm really grateful for?
Let's hear it.
I'm really grateful for comfy, cozy movies.
Oh, for sure.
This one that we're going to talk about today is one that I was recently introduced to, and it is such a comfy, cozy movie.
Mm. Okay.
The movie About Time. And it's a British film. Ooh. And this is like Rachel McAdams fully diving into her being typecast as the woman who's bound to fall in love with the time traveler. Okay.
Again.
Because I feel like every movie she's in, she's destined to fall in love with somebody, an emotionally unavailable man or a time traveler.
Yeah.
Or like a physically unavailable man.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay. So this was released in 2013.
Oh, okay.
And our main actor, obviously we have Rachel McAdams and we have, oh gosh, why did I look his name up? I can't even say it.
Is it like Welsh or something?
Domhnall Gleeson.
Whoa.
He is most notably in, he's now the main character in The Paper.
Oh.
Yes. Okay, so he's British.
Wow.
IRL. Okay. Oh, Harry Potter number 7? What was he? Was he? Oh, he's one of the brothers.
I wondered.
Okay, yeah, I think he's Fred.
Okay, I wondered.
Also Star Wars, he's one of the bad guys in Star Wars.
Oh, interesting.
But anyways, he's our main character, okay? Rachel's name is going to be Mary.
Okay.
He's obviously redheaded, socially awkward, like painfully British, lives with his family in Cornwall. He has a dad, he has a mom, and his sister, who I can't remember her real name, might be Catherine, but they call her Kit Kat.
Oh, cute.
Quirky, unapologetically herself, loves purple.
I love that. Okay.
She is great. Like, she is like, I love Kit Kat. She's wonderful. And then there's a random uncle who's mom's brother.
Okay.
And he is just like perpetually confused. I think that
perpetually.
He really is.
Perpetually confused. Me. I'm all birth control.
He seems to have issues with short-term memory, but then he remembers some things. It's it's unclear if he may be somewhere on the spectrum. I don't know. He's just a little quirky.
Okay.
And he's always in like the suit and like, it's just cute. Okay.
Why did I picture a suit?
Yeah. I mean, because that's what you picture this character in 100%. He's in a khaki suit.
Yeah. And I'm thinking like kind of wispy hair and
he's balding. I believe he has like a Friar Tuck situation. They live in the countryside of England. On his 21st birthday, his dad just casually drops this bombshell like, hey, by the way, I'm going to tell you a family secret.
Okay.
The men in our family can time travel.
Oh.
And it's just the men just casually passed down like a family casserole recipe. Okay. Like men time travel. And the son, Tim's like, okay, dad, you're insane. He's like, no, this is how you do it. There's rules.
Whoa.
Okay. You have to go into someplace dark. He's like, I prefer a coat closet. The dad's saying this. Yeah. Squeeze your eyes shut and squeeze your fists.
Okay.
So like, look like you're having a tantrum.
Yeah.
In a closet.
No, that is literally someone walks in. They're like,
but you can only go backwards. Okay.
Oh.
Only to moments you've already lived.
Okay.
And like I said, yeah, you stand in a dark closet and you clench your fist. So like, basically this is like an introvert's dream of dealing with regret.
Yeah.
Like, like I can go back and change this. And Tim is an introvert. So anyways, the example he chooses was like the night before his dad tells him about this secret was New Year's Eve. And he's there at the party and like everyone's having a grand old time. Kit Kat is meeting her future person, right? He is standing next to this like socially awkward girl that like she's kind of like the horse girl of the party there. And midnight strikes, everyone's grabbing people to kiss, and this awkward girl is standing next to Tim. They're like acquaintances, friends, whatever. It's very obvious she wants a midnight kiss from Tim, and he turns and shakes her hand, and it's very obvious she's very disappointed and he feels terrible. Dad's like, go test it.
Yeah.
Go test this theory and then come back and talk to me and then tell me I'm crazy. And it's like, fine, okay, you're going to be in a lot of trouble when I come back here. And it's like, I've been standing in a coat closet, squeezing my fist like a freaking idiot, you know? So he goes, he does the thing. He goes back in time to the night before. And he's like freaking out. He's like, oh my gosh, this is true. And so what he decides to do with it is he goes back and he kisses the girl because he felt so bad. And the girl's like, it made her entire life. But anyway, so he comes back to this moment and his dad's like, what are you going to use it for?
Yeah.
And he's like, well, money. He's like, no, you can't do that. And basically the dad starts running through the family history of men. He's like, no, you can't do that because Uncle so-and-so did it and it absolutely ruined his life. Well, how did it ruin his life? He did this, this, and this. Okay, well, what if I used it to solve world wars or like stop hunger? No, because that'll ruin your life in this way because grandfather so-and-so did it this way, da-da-da-da-da. And so he like goes back through the timeline of like, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
And he asks his dad, like, what did you use it for? And he's like, I read every book. I've gone back in time and I'm just reading. I'm reading every single book I can get my hands on.
Wow.
Yeah. And so he's like, what are you going to use it for, son? He's like, I'm going to use it to find love.
Oh.
Like the dad and the son's relationship is beautiful. Like they talk to each other. It's so sweet. And the dad's like, oh, the mothership.
The mothership. I
he's
love
like,
that.
Yeah, the mothership. He's like, I'm going to use it to find love. He continues like going throughout life. There's sometime that summer, the man that Kit Kat met on New Year's Eve has a cousin who is Margot Robbie. And Margot Robbie comes beautiful. She comes to stay with them for the summer. And Tim obviously is like, it's Margot Robbie.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Wait. So sorry. Say that again. It's whose cousin?
Oh, so Kit Kat, his sister.
Yeah.
Meets this man on New Year's Eve.
Oh, and it's his cousin.
It's his cousin.
Okay. I'm like, what are we?
I know. Okay, it's like, yeah, no, there's no incest in this one.
Yeah.
I don't think. No, there's no incest.
I don't think.
No, I don't think so. So she comes to stay with them for the summer, like, because they live in the countryside. So she's just like summering in the countryside with her new friend, Kit Kat.
Amazing.
Right. And Tim obviously is like head over heels in love with this girl.
Yeah.
Because she's gorgeous.
Well, duh. Yeah.
And so he, like, there's funny scenes throughout it where he'll use it to go back and like redo a moment because he feels awkward around her. Like, she is a flirty woman. And so she'll be like, Tim, can you put sunscreen on my back? And he gets up and like fumbles and like squirts sunblock all over her back. And he's like, hold on, hold on. And he goes charging back in the house. And then he goes back in time to do it again. And she's like, can you put sunblock on? And he's like, yeah. Hold on a second. And like finishes his book so coolly and like puts it down. He's like, okay. And
oh
he like does
gosh,
it so good
so
and like
funny.
Massages. She's like, oh, you're really good at this. He's like, yeah, it's one of my specialties. Like, you know, he's like,
I really planned it up.
Really? He's like, he is using this to the best of his ability.
I love it.
Okay. Obviously, summer ends. she's playing with him.
Yeah.
He goes to the last night and he says, like, hey, I'm in love with you. Her last night there. And she's like, oh man, Kit Kat told me you might do this. She told me to let you down easy, but I wish you had talked about it earlier in the summer, because then we could have had like moments of sneaking in the hallways. And he's like, oh, okay, earlier in the summer.
Oh, all right, yeah, wait, great. Yeah.
he goes out, yeah. Goes in the closet, goes back to earlier in the summer.
Yeah.
I'm in love with you, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Oh, man, wow. I'm so flattered. You know what? Come talk to me on my last night here.
Oh, my
gosh. So she's playing with them, yeah. Obviously. He's like, oh, all right, cool. So he goes back to regular time.
Yeah.
She leaves, blah, blah, blah. He moves into London. He's a lawyer, so very successful, living in London, living his life, has this friend who's like a bumbling idiot. He's like, I actually hate this guy, but like,
can't get rid of him.
I can't get rid of him. He's my best friend.
Yeah, yeah.
They decide to go to one of those restaurants where you eat blind and it's just you're eating in pitch dark.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Yeah.
And so they go and they're sat at a table with two other women.
Okay.
And this is where we meet Mary, uh-huh. Rachel McAdams. Okay. So Jay, his bestie, is like hitting it off with Mary's bestie.
Okay.
And Mary and Tim are like talking and they're having cute little like flirtation moments. And like, it's very obvious they're like very well suited for each other. They fall for each other instantly. Okay. Aww. And then at the end of the dinner, they're like,
it's like love is blind.
It's like love is blind.
Except
it works.
Yeah, this actually works out.
So at the end of the dark meal,
yeah,
he's like, do you want to meet outside?
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, absolutely. So they meet outside and they hit it off. They're both very attracted to each other. They exchange numbers and he's like stoked. Now, during this whole time, when he lives in London, he's actually living with like a distant uncle. It's like his dad's distant something. It's somehow related to, like, I don't think he's actually blood. I think it's like a family friend, yeah, type of situation.
Okay.
Who is Mr. Collins from Pride and Prejudice.
No.
Yes. Excellent Boiled Potatoes, Pride and Prejudice.
I love it. Okay.
And he is a struggling playwright. Like, he has plays. The night that Tim meets Mary,
uh-huh,
Uncle has his first big play produced and all of that. It ends up being a disaster because in the final scene, like, he gets tons of negative reviews, all of this stuff.
Aww.
Because in the final scene, one of his main actors forgot all of his lines.
Aww.
And that was the scene that's like supposed to tie the whole thing together. And so it got tons of negative reviews. So Tim the next morning is like talking to this guy, his roommate guy.
Yeah.
And he's like pissed. And so Tim's like, I'm going to go fix it. So he goes back in time. And okay, instead of going to dinner, he's like, I can go back and I can fix it.
Yeah.
So he goes back in time and he barges into like the main actor's dressing room. And he's like, hey, how are those lines coming? The actor's like, what are you talking about? Like, how dare you? And yeah, rehearses the lines. Goes and sits next to his uncle guy in the show, participates in the show. Turns out he went to the wrong actor's dressing room. And so the main actor still did it. So he's like,
oh no,
crap. So he gets up, goes to find a dark closet, does, yep, it again. And this time he's on the side of the stage holding up the lines for the actor that, like,
oh,
so he fixes it.
Yeah.
And then as he's like in the after party, all this stuff, like, he goes over to the corner, he pulls out his phone because he got Mary's number and he's like going to text Mary. And then he realizes, yeah, I never met Mary.
Yeah.
And so he's like, crap. And so he jets and he runs to the restaurant because that's the same night that Mary's supposed to be there.
Right.
He knows she's going to be there.
Yeah.
So he runs to the restaurant, gets there, talks to the maitre d', and it's like, two women. This one, you know, describes what she looks like. Da, 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 da. They just came in here. They probably just left here. What was their names? And he's like, oh, yeah, I remember them. They just left like 10 minutes ago. Oh, but you know what? They were walk-ins. They didn't have a rest and they paid in cash.
Oh.
So he's like, crap. And so for the next few weeks, he is trying to figure out how he can meet this woman.
Yeah.
And still fix the play.
Got it.
He's not going to go back and try to like meet this woman. He just continues living in this timeline.
Okay.
And so he's like, I know enough about her.
Yeah.
That I could probably try to like put myself in places that she may be in the future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One thing that they talk about is she loves Kate Moss.
Okay.
And so he's reading the paper one day and there's like a Kate Moss museum display. And he's like, she loves Kate Moss so, so much. She's going to be there.
Yeah.
And so he goes and he finds her.
Oh.
And he walks up to her and talks to her like she's like, I don't know you. He's like, you're, yeah, Mary. She's like, that is distinctly weird.
Yeah.
Like, why do you know my name?
Yeah.
But basically he kind of charms his way into like hanging out with her for the day with her bestie.
Oh, okay.
And like, she's kind of like creeped out by him, but also very intrigued by him. She's like, yeah, sure, join us. Like, we're going to go to lunch. You want to come? He's like, sure. They go to lunch. At lunch, he finds out she has a boyfriend.
Oh.
That whole scene is so funny because the boyfriend is joining them for lunch. She's like, we've been dating for a week. Like, we met each other a week ago.
Oh.
And he's like, exactly what day? Exactly what day did you meet? Exactly what time? Where?
Exactly what place?
Oh, at Joanna's place. Hey, Joanna, where do you live? Like, what the crap? Are you a stalker? And she's like, no, I'm just a visual imagination person. I like to know.
So funny.
And so she's like, this address, like, whatever. He's like, great. Okay, well, you know what? I'm suddenly feeling very sick. I'll see you guys later.
That's not weird.
I know. Basically, he goes back in time, goes to this party where she meets her boyfriend and intercepts her before she can meet the boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
And convinces her to leave this party with him in a matter of 2 minutes of knowing him to go on their first date.
He's like, quick, let's go.
Quick. As they're leaving, they're crossing this boyfriend.
Oh.
And he's like, oh, how's it going? And she kind of looks at him like, hi. You can tell she's kind of intrigued by this man that just walked past them. And he goes, oh, what a dickhead. She goes, yeah, you're right. He is a dickhead.
Oh my gosh.
But it's so funny. Anyways, they have a beautiful relationship. You know, there's cozy montages of their like London walks, late night cuddles, tea. He proposes in this really sweet way.
Aww.
They get married. There's so many funny moments with this marriage of like everything goes wrong. Like the second they get out of the church, like her veil gets caught on the door.
Aww.
It starts pouring rain. It is the funniest scene ever because like they get married at the local church to where his countryside home is.
Uh-huh.
So then they have to walk to his home. He's like, I want to have the reception at my home. The second they're starting to walk, it's just like downpour of rain, massive winds, umbrellas are going everywhere, and they're just, but it's like everyone's so happy.
Yeah,
they're walking up the hills and slipping and sliding down these like cobblestone roads in the rain. They get to the party, they're under these tents, everything's fine, except then the tent fills with water and tears in the middle. Everyone gets poured on and they end up having to go inside to do their toasts and stuff.
Yeah,
it's a really cute moment. The dad and him are sitting there and the dad's like, I should have told you I loved you. And he's like, no, dad, you can tell me now. He's like, no, I should have told you I loved you. And the dad gets up and he goes into a closet and moves everything back in time. And he gives his speech again.
Uh-huh.
And he tells his son, he's like, I've only ever loved, you know, two men in my entire life. Like, my dad was shit. So not him. He tells the uncle, his brother-in-law, that he loves him. And he tells his son that he loves him. And it's, I know, this whole...
it's so feeling.
I'm gonna be like, anyway, so like it's a very sweet moment. So then he talks to her after the wedding and he's like, do you hate how everything turned out? Basically saying like, should I go back and change like where we had the venue, what day we had the venue? Not she doesn't know.
Yeah,
like, he's gathering information like, should I go back?
Yeah.
And she's like, no, I loved it. I thought it was great. Like, this is such a beautiful memory. Like,
yeah,
it was great. So he's like, cool, I won't change anything else. They continue on their life. They are pregnant. They have a baby.
Aww.
At the baby's first birthday party,
mm-hmm.
Kit Kat
mm-hmm.
does not show up. And so there's an issue. But the boyfriend shows up. And the boyfriend's like, isn't she here? We know this boyfriend is garbage. Throughout the movie, you see like things happening in the background that this boyfriend is not good for Kit Kat.
Yeah.
And you see her slowly decline. Like, she starts as this really bright, shiny, happy person.
Uh-huh.
And then you can tell that this relationship is eating her alive and she becomes to have an issue with alcohol.
Oh.
So she doesn't show up and the boyfriend's like, oh, we had a fight this morning. She left earlier. She had been drinking.
Mm.
Turns out she had been in a really nasty car accident and was barely going to survive. And so he and Mary are in the hospital and he's like, I need to fix this. There's got to be a way to make sure she never meets him.
Yeah.
No, there's nothing we can do unless she decides to change. There is nothing we can do. And he's like, bet. And so he goes back and tries to change and makes it so that she never meets so-and-so.
Yeah.
Can't remember the boyfriend's name. And she ends up in this new timeline. She falls in love with his weird best friend, Jay.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Because like they go back in time and he like takes her back in time with him.
Oh, interesting.
And he's like, we're going to make sure you never meet this man.
Yeah.
Because just trust me on this.
Yeah.
They travel back into the present.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as she lands, she's like, oh my God, it's Jay. He's like, what? She's like, yeah, I love Jay in this version of my life.
Whoa.
They're in the countryside with the family. Mary's back at home in London, and he's out there. He has a wonderful day with his family, his sister and Jay, and they're having a wonderful time. He goes back home. Mm-hmm. Mary's like, I need you to do dinner.
Yeah.
I have to go get ready for this meeting with my boss, blah, blah, blah. He's like, yeah, of course. He goes in. It's a different baby. Because he went back in time, he had a different baby. He had a baby girl in the version where Kit Kat was in the car accident. He comes back, it's a random baby boy.
What?
Exactly. So he's like, what? Like, that shock of, this is not my child, but it is my child.
Yeah.
What happened? So he goes to talk to his dad, and his dad's like, oh yeah, that's something I should have told you. Once you have kids, you should not travel back in time beyond when they were born. Because if you go back before your child was born, it's a different child.
Whoa! Yeah,
because that sperm, that egg, very specific, and that's nothing you can control.
Wow.
And so you don't go back beyond when your children are born. And he's like, oh God. Okay, so basically then he has to go back in time before he takes Kit Kat back in time.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow.
So he goes back to when he has his baby Posey, the little girl.
Cute.
He lets the car accident happen.
Aww.
And they're in the hospital, and he realizes Mary's right. We can't do anything. She has to decide to not have this be. Basically, they stay in the hospital. She decides she's going to leave the boyfriend. Good. And life goes on. He has baby Posey, all this stuff.
Good.
Oh, it's so funny because then, oh, there's so many moments I want to tell you about. Kit Kat, like, after she decides to like leave Jimmy and clean up her life, mm-hmm. and all of that. That's his name, Jimmy.
Jimmy. That's so funny.
After she decides to leave Jimmy and clean up her life and not, you know, drink alcohol anymore.
Yeah.
They're like cleaning up in the hospital, and he's like, hey, have you thought about Jay? She's like, Jay, your weird friend with the sticky uppy hair? He's like, yeah, he's always had a crush on you. She's like, huh. And then like, she ends up with Jay.
Yeah.
Years go by. He has another kid. They now have two children. Mm-hmm. He gets a phone call one night from mom. Dad has terminal cancer.
Oh my gosh.
So they go to the countryside to be with dad. And he's kind of upset at dad for not telling him this is what's going to happen. Mm. And he's like, there's nothing I can do. You know? Like, this is it. So he's like, how long do you actually have? He's like, a couple weeks. Wow. So Tim uses a lot of this time to keep traveling back in time to have more and more moments with his dad. And it's kind of sweet because like dad knows in moments.
Yeah.
Like when he's traveled back in time, dad's like, when are you from?
Oh, wow.
And it's just like super sweet. And so like he'll go back and he'll have all these like beautiful moments with his dad. Basically, dad passes away. Mm-hmm. The day of the funeral, Tim's like, I need a minute. He goes into a closet. He goes back in time. And he goes to his dad, and his dad's like, what's up? Like, when are you from? Mm-hmm. He's like, it's the day. Mm-hmm. He's like, oh, okay. Do you want to know the secret, or do you want to find out like I'd find out? He's like, no, tell me the secret.
Yeah.
The dad's like, the secret is you live every single day normally. Mm-hmm. Do the whole day without traveling back. Like, don't do the little moments of like, I'm going to go back and change how this meeting went. I'm going to go back and change how this happened. I'm going to go back and make sure I say the perfect thing. He's like, live the whole day as it would normally be. Experience everything you need to experience from that day. And then at the end of the day, that's when you travel back and you live that day again. But when you live that day the second time, because you've already experienced all the heartaches of that day, you focus on the little glimmers of things that happened during that day. And so there's one day that he relives where he's like, horrible meeting. He's not very focused on how his friend is doing. He's not very focused on how people around him are doing. Mm-hmm. He's very focused on like mundane of what's going on. And like, it's a hard day. It's a long day. He goes to bed. He gets up out of bed and goes to live the day again. Mm-hmm. And this time he lives the day. Same things are happening. He's not changing how things are happening. But he's just noticing more things, and he's working to make his friend laugh in a really hard time. He's working to like be the person that puts a smile on the cashier's face. He's running through this gorgeous courthouse, and he's taking a moment to like observe the like architecture and like have these little beautiful moments. And so he lives every day twice from that time on. Also during this visit, I'm gonna cry. It's such a good.
Ugh. Oh no! I know. I was already starting to feel it.
I'm sorry. It's such a good movie. Anyways, also after his dad has died, he's still going back in time.
Yeah.
But then there's one visit where after dad dies, Mary's like, "Let's have another baby." Mm. And Tim knows if I have another baby after my dad has died, I can't go back and see my dad anymore. Ugh.
Oh.
God, just stop it. And so he has to make the hard decision, like, do I sacrifice my future for my past?
Oh, man.
Or do I move forward? So he decides to move forward. So on the night that it's like very obvious she is going to go into labor that night. Yeah. He travels back to see his dad one more time. He goes back in time. He's playing table tennis with his dad. And he doesn't tell his dad it's the last time till after he's won. Because then his dad's like, I win. Like, I haven't won in years. Blah, blah, blah. And Tim's like, yeah, like, you got better. And he's like, what do I get? What do I get as my prize? And Tim's like, how about I give you a kiss?
Oh, my gosh.
Why am I bawling?
Anyways. Both of us crying. Oh, my gosh. Okay.
It's such a good movie. I'll watch it again tonight. I watched it last night just to remind myself.
Oh, my God. It's going to make me cry.
I'm going to watch it tonight. Like, I'll watch it again for sure. Anyways, and dad's like, a kiss. And then dad goes, oh.
Oh, my gosh.
And Tim's like, yeah, she's having another baby. It's going to happen. I won't be able to come back. So he comes and he gives his dad a hug and a kiss. And he's like, dad, what do you want to do? He's like, you know what? Let's go take a walk. But this is a special walk. And so they both go back in time further together to when dad is dad and he's young, like 10 years old. And they go have a walk on the beach and like play together.
Oh, my God.
I have to do my makeup again.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
So they go have this final walk on the beach as like the father and son. I just keep crying. Sorry. So then he, you know, goes back and he has this baby. They have three beautiful kids. And, you know, he's like, in the end, he stopped doing time travel.
Yeah.
He's like, he stopped needing to relive every day.
Yeah.
He had trained himself to be able to live in the present and be able to notice all those little things about life that are so beautiful and so touching and like a cable knit sweater, you know?
Yeah.
And basically it just, like, he was able to teach himself mindfulness. Like, let's bring in like mindfulness. Yeah. The final montage of the movie is like, he's just living life with Mary and their kids. And they're just like ordinary moments. And the ending line, we're all traveling through time together every day of our lives. All we can do is do our best to relish this remarkable ride.
Oh my gosh.
And that's the end of the movie. So like this movie is like an equivalent of like the warmest hug, but also the biggest emotional breakdown you'll ever have.
Oh my God. No, I'm literally unwell.
So moral of the story, we don't need time travel to fix our lives. We just need to start living and appreciating Tuesday. I like how we're like both sobbing but laughing at the same time.
Oh my God. No, I'm literally... Oh my gosh. I can't. Oh my gosh.
We're both way too hormonal right now to be talking about
Periods.
Speaking of periods.
Oh my gosh.
Anyways,
holy cow,
that is about time, and that I think is really close up there to my favorite movie.
Wow,
it's like it's pretty neck and neck with Pride and Prejudice, honestly, and it's perfect for a cozy season.
Dang!
So the end.
You did not tell me any tissues.
I didn't think I would actively cry during this either.
Oh my
god! But then as I tell the story, I'm like seeing all the moments, and obviously I just rewatched it again last night, so I'm like.
Oh my gosh, that's incredible.
It's
wow.
Such a good movie.
Dang.
And I had to rent it again, but I'm like, why didn't I just buy it? So I'm just gonna buy it. And we can watch it. I will gladly watch it again.
Oh my gosh. But maybe when I feel more emotionally stable.
This is like a verbal, like an audible sob situation.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow. No, that sounds like a really beautiful movie.
It's so good.
In like the best way emotional.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I'm unwell.
Great movie. Let's I'm so tired now.
I know. I'm like, can I take a nap?
I know, literally. bring us a benefit. Help us get more into the spirit of cozy season or into the
of just being emotionally well.
Emotionally again. Well.
Oh my gosh. I'm gonna need a minute. So this is a Pinterest quote that I saw. Mm-hmm. And this I was like, yep. Okay, so the quote says, kids smile at you, animals approach you, strangers tell you their stories. Your energy doesn't lie. Isn't that just so good?
My emotions today.
I know. I'm sorry.
No, I love that. Just stop.
Uh-oh, I'm sorry. I really did not mean to make you cry.
I don't know why that hits me so hard. You keep going. You keep going. I don't need to talk anymore. Shut up.
But it's so funny because, okay, actually, so, well, let me back up. My brain is like, blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Okay, so I don't know if this happens to everybody
else,
but I will be out at a store or something and someone will say, like, come up to me and ask something like, oh, do you know if this is good? Like, have you had this before? Or, you know, just like something like that, where it's just like, just humans having a human experience.
Yeah.
Anyway, and it's kind of funny because then, you know, you get to talking and then you're like, oh yeah, my kid, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And they're graduating and oh my gosh, now I'm going here and blah, you know, just like sharing all this stuff that it's like, I am never going to need this information, but I'm so glad you told me because that's really exciting.
Yeah.
Anyway. And so, yeah, you're just like, what am I doing?
Why are people approaching?
No, no. I'm like, don't talk to me. No.
As we open with self-checkout. I know. We don't want to talk to anyone.
So funny. But no, and it's funny because, yeah, your energy will never lie.
Yep.
Like, regardless of if you're registering, you're reading people or their energy or whatever, you know, like, yeah, your energy just doesn't lie. Yeah. And just, yeah, like, have a human experience with another human who's also having a human experience. And anyway, yeah, I just love that. Like,
I love that.
I know. I thought that was so cute.
I think it's such a good reminder of, like, because I as much there's certain days where yes, I am like, I miss the COVID days of putting the mask on and not talking to anybody. But every time you have an experience like that with somebody, I leave feeling so edified. That's like a word I haven't used in a long time, but like I feel edified, like I feel lifted.
Yeah.
And it's a good reminder for those days when your negative self-talk is loud and you're like, nobody likes me, I'm gonna go eat worms, you know, whatever the song is.
Yeah.
And you're like, ugh, like people don't like me. People don't, they're just tolerating me. Mm-hmm. But then you have those days and you're right. Your energy does not lie. Your energy is going to call people in. Mm-hmm. They see you and they see good. And those moments are a reminder that like, hey, I am still a great person. Mm-hmm. I am still magnetic in that way. Not like in the manifestation way, but like,
yeah,
I have such a good energy that like it pulls people in.
Yeah.
And people see that. It reminds me of like, I can think of two conversations that I've had in grocery stores with people where it's like, I don't know why they started talking to me.
Yeah.
But I'm so glad they did. Like I was in a Dollar Tree and this woman literally gave me her life story. I was standing in the aisle with the like craft paper with this woman for 45 minutes.
Wow.
And she was just telling me everything about her life. And I was genuinely intrigued. So I was asking her questions about her life. And it was like, I don't even remember how we started talking. It was like, we're in the craft section at Dollar Tree.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I just loved hearing her story. And there was another time in the bread aisle at Aldi. God bless Aldi.
Yeah. Gotta love Aldi.
This guy just randomly started talking to me. And we talked about, do you remember Tamara Brown? Was that her name? On TikTok where she did the like carrot bacon and then she had a line at Target. And
she was
so positive.
Yeah.
That's his niece.
That's right. You told me about that. Yeah.
Yeah. And so he was telling me about that. And he was telling me about the good things that she's done for him.
Yeah.
And like the experiences that she's been able to give him and all of that stuff. And we started talking about how there's just, it's so nice to meet good people with good spirits. Mm-hmm. And then we stood there like complimenting each other on having like good energy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like this. Yeah. But those days are like, such good reminders of yourself and mm-hmm. and when you need those moments of I'm a good person mm-hmm. despite what my negative self-talk is telling me, I'm a good person mm-hmm. and there are equally as good people out there.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, a reminder of the goodness and humanity.
Yeah. No, it's and it's funny because I actually had to remind myself this last week of people are like strangers in the street
yeah.
are not actively trying to sabotage you yeah. or like be mean or
most people.
People. Yeah.
There are some psychopaths.
There are some Karens. Anyway, but like, for example, I hate walking in a parking lot because now I have actual trauma.
This is true. Becca, for some reason, is also a magnet for someone to back up into her.
And I, because then you go, oh, well, I'm the common denominator.
I know.
What am I doing that makes people want to, not want to back up, but like,
what's the timing of it? Why?
Yeah, like, am I not paying attention and I'm walking yeah. behind them and then they back up? Like, is yeah. that the thing? I have literally been hit by a car backing up at Costco and I was slamming my fist on the back of his car yelling for him to stop because he was coming.
Yeah.
And I was obviously furious.
Yeah.
He didn't apologize or anything.
Didn't do anything.
No. I think he was just really embarrassed. I don't know.
Oh, for sure.
But like also you can apologize. Anyway. But like since that time, within like a month, yeah. it happened three other times.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the heck am I doing that people yeah. are doing that, you know, that this keeps happening to me? And I'm like, my hands out of my pockets.
Yes.
I am not on my phone. Nope. I am looking directly at each driving seat.
Yeah.
Is there someone in the seat? Is the car on?
Yes.
Are the reverse lights on?
Yes.
Are they going to be turning on? Yes. You know, like I am very, very aware of what is happening
in the parking lots.
Yeah. Yes. Very, very aware.
Yeah.
So that, and then I'm like, are people just like, oh, here she comes, you yeah. know, like, let's put it in reverse real quick. But like, I have to remind myself that like, people are not, they're not, oh yeah, here she comes, let me put it in reverse. Yeah. They're not doing that.
They're not
that.
Actively trying to seek you out and harm you.
No, like no one is going to the grocery store, putting their car in reverse and thinking, I wish I run someone over when I do that. You know, like no one is actively,
yeah,
most people yeah. are not doing that.
Yes.
And I have to like, you know, instead of being like, angry at the person of like, wow, you aren't paying attention or, you know, whatever. Yeah. It's just like, you know what? It truly was an accident.
Yeah.
They are not
having a human experience.
Yeah. They are also a human. And it's not like I've never done, like we've all had moments like that where it's just like, oh my gosh, duh. How did I not see that? Or yeah. how did I miss that or yeah. whatever?
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm just like, yeah, people are not out
to get me. Your energy doesn't lie. You just like yeah. when you encounter people who you can tell the energy is off. When we say yeah. most people, there are a few people that you can tell energy is off.
Yes.
Something is off.
Yeah.
But people are people talk to you. People open yeah. up to you. Babies stare at you. Animals approach you.
Cars back into you.
Energy doesn't lie.
But no, anyway, it's just, no, yeah, because, yeah, energy just doesn't lie. And something that I, years ago, was working on trying to do was trying to compliment at least one person a day.
Oh gosh, that's so good.
Anything.
Yes.
It doesn't matter if it's like, oh, I like your shoes, I like yeah. your hair, I like your makeup, like whatever. Yeah. It doesn't matter. Just to like be more comfortable talking to somebody. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, usually, oh my gosh, well, thanks so much, I got this from blah, blah, yeah. blah. You know, and then it's like, you know, then the conversation starts of yeah. like, you know, and sometimes it's just, oh, thanks. Yeah, I love this too. And yeah. then they walk away, you know, and that's great. But yeah, it's just like getting more comfortable talking to people and spreading good.
Yeah.
Because how many times have you gone to the store and it's just like, you know, yeah, you do the thing.
Yeah.
You're in your head. You're, oh, I need to do blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Someone comes up to you. Hey, I really like your shoes. And you're like,
switches something in your
yeah.
brain.
Yeah. You're like, hold on.
It switches
I'm
something.
I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm in this moment now, you know? Anyway. So yeah. You know,
I just, love that. I love that. That's such a good takeaway too. Like, I'm a firm believer, and I say this as often as I can, like, if I see something in somebody that I like, I want them to know.
Yeah.
And, you know, as I've been going on dates and stuff like that and getting to know people, mm-hmm. something that I hear very often, even starting my new job, like something I hear so often is like, you're so easy to talk to.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I always respond back like, oh, I appreciate that. You know, thank you for saying that. I'm like a firm believer in, you know, like I said, if I see something I like, I want to tell somebody. I want mm-hmm. them to know. But also, life is hard enough.
Yes.
Why am I going to try to make someone else's life harder? Why not work my hardest to make sure I'm creating a safe space for people around me?
Exactly.
So they can open up and they mm-hmm. can feel comfortable talking about those things. And then they can feel heard and seen mm-hmm. and validated.
Yeah.
If they are trusting me with this information,
yeah,
I'm never going to be the person who's going to like dismiss that. Like,
no.
Let's make everyone's lives a little bit easier by complimenting them, yeah. by, you know, validating their experience if they choose to
yeah,
open up.
Exactly.
Anyway, so that's such a good reminder.
I love that. And yeah, it ties into the movie. So
it does. It's exactly. Just... It ties in so perfectly. Oh.
But anyway.
I love it. I'm so tired now.
I know. I'm exhausted. Can I take a nap?
I know. And like, we're going to have to leave here in a few minutes.
I know.
But we need to eat too.
Yeah.
Anyways, thanks so much for joining today.
Yes.
We're
thank
so
you
glad
so much.
You're here. We see something in you and we're going to tell you something. We love you.
No, seriously. It is so fun to be on social media with you guys and like interacting and like
yes.
hearing your take on like just like the spooky stories we told in yes. October. Like it is so, so fun.
Yes.
So yeah, like I appreciate you being here. We love this community
yes.
of binging babes.
Binging babes.
Yeah. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for being here. But yeah, you're the best. Keep, you know, just like Becca said, on find us on social media. We're binging mm-hmm. with benefits on pretty much every platform that actually matters.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you rate, comment, mm-hmm. review, subscribe, and share the pod with your friends and family. Especially this one's a heart warmer.
Yeah, this one's a tearjerker for sure.
We start with things we're like super ungrateful for, and then we end up bawling at the end of the episode. So we're a roller coaster.
Yeah,
I feel like that should be our tagline.
Yeah,
of like this is binging with benefits, where we're going to take you on an emotional roller coaster, whether you signed up for it or not.
Ooh, love it. I'm that on a t-shirt,
literally.
Oh, one more thing that I wanted to mention.
Yes.
So speaking of social media, a friend of mine was talking about how she's like, oh, do you have a list yeah. of the movies that you guys have done? And I was like, yeah, like we have a spreadsheet. And she's like, oh, like, can you send me the list? Because I, you know, I'll be like, oh, I want to watch a movie. You know, oh, yeah. they talked about this one. You know, what movie was that? And anyway, check Instagram highlights.
Yes.
Because we also have the benefits yeah. listed. I don't know why I didn't think about this for the movies. So if you're like, what was that movie that they talked about with the deep sea diving, you
yeah.
know, whatever.
Yeah, yeah. What was that called?
Yeah. Like, we got you. So yeah. check Instagram highlights. It'll all be there.
But just know, it's spoilers. We are
oh, yeah.
spoilers, very full of spoilers in
yeah.
this podcast. So
oh,
don't
yeah.
if you want to watch a movie that you don't have spoiled, don't come here.
Yeah. yeah. But you know what? Actually, my friend said, she's like, you know what? It's kind of nice that we do this because she says, now I can watch the movie knowing, like for the deep sea diving one.
Yeah.
I can watch it knowing everything's going to be fine and I don't have to sit the whole movie
and
anxious
then, yes,
and like
everything works out in the end. Yes.
Yeah. She's like, no. So I appreciate you guys because now I can watch the movie and actually appreciate the movie.
This is, you know what? We're just doing a service for the anxious babes.
We are.
Out there because
we are.
I also hate when I am watching a movie and it doesn't end well.
Yes.
And I'm like,
what was the point of that?
Well, and then you leave the movie and you're just stuck in a depression for the next 24
yeah.
hours.
Yeah, no.
Like, I don't want that. I want to be warned about that. So,
yeah, yeah. We save you.
We're
doing...
You're welcome.
We're doing the Lord's work here.
Be grateful.
Anyway, okay. So, yeah.
We're having so much fun, but we'll let you guys go.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much for being here and we love you.
We love you. Okay.
Bye.
Ditch the clocks and deadlines. Time is ours to define. In this world that's all mine, we let our spirits shine. Binging with benefits, sisters watching flicks. It's the perfect fit. Binging with benefits.